This is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, April 12, 2010, the Vatican's official newspaper, El Observatore Romano, publishes a story praising the Beatles and saying that it forgives John Lennon's 1966 comment that the group was bigger than Jesus. On this day in 2006, Martha and the Vandellas' version of Dancing in the Street is announced as one of 50 sound recordings preserved by the Library of Congress to the National Recording Registry. On this day in 1975, Elton John is number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with Philadelphia Freedom, a song inspired by Billie Jean King's World Team Tennis League entry. On this day in 1969, the Fifth Dimension score their first number one and their eighth Billboard Top 40 hit with Aquarius, Let the Sun Shine In. The song will remain number one for 6 weeks. On this day in 1968, Tighten Up by Archie Bell and the Drells enters the Billboard Hot 100 at number 81. The song was written by Bell and the group's guitarist Billy Butler and would be number one on May 18th. At the time the record was on the radio, Archie Bell was serving in the U.S. Army in Vietnam. He had been shot in the leg, and the song went to number one while he was in a military hospital. He tried to convince people that the tune on the radio was really his. And on this day, April 12, 1966, a rock and roller is paralyzed after he runs his Corvette into a parked truck on a side street in Beverly Hills. He suffers total physical paralysis for over a year, as well as extensive brain damage, which made it impossible to return to performing. 2 years earlier, he had a hit record that eerily described what would happen to him in the future. Who's the recording artist, and what is his prophetic hit? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, April 12, 1966, a rock and roller is paralyzed after he runs his Corvette into a parked truck on a side street in Beverly Hills. He suffers total physical paralysis for over a year, as well as extensive brain damage, which made it impossible to return to performing. 2 years earlier, he had a hit record that eerily described what would happen to him in the future. Here's Jan Berry, along with singing partner Dean Torrance, with Dead Man's Curve.
I started to swerve, and then I saw the jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Welcome.